This article is from the Oxford Mail website and is entitled Blueberry Bakery Closes Up Shop Ahead of Wallingford Opening. A family-run bakery in Blueberry has bid an emotional farewell to its original premises as it closes up shop ahead of a new bakery and shop opening in Wallingford. The Blueberry Bread Company was launched to immediate success 6 years ago from the garage of its founder, Jack O'Nolan, where every loaf and treat has been baked. Since then, the bakers have expanded to stock the bread shed at Savage's Garden Centre in Blueberry, Route 1 Garden Centre near Didcot, and Mr. and Mrs. Park's Butchers in Cholsey, together with the Brightwell Village store. They are now preparing for their biggest expansion yet into their very own bakery and shop in St. Peter's Place, Wallingford. With their final bake in Blueberry finished off on Saturday, April the 18th, the new opening is imminent. A statement from the head baker said, "I can't lie, it was a bit of a moment. Almost bang on 6 years to the day when we started, the first loaf being baked in our domestic ovens in April 2020. It was a sad time to say goodbye to the garage bakery as we looked to move forward onto our new next step on St. Peter Street in Wallingford. Whilst the baking is moving to our new premises, I want to reassure you that we will keep our site at Savage's Blueberry going. We couldn't have made it this far without the support of our Blueberry customers, and we very much like to continue to serve you from the village it all started in." This journey has certainly been a team effort, with a lot of support from family and friends, helping with baking, shaping, market stalls, and all the team we've had over the last few years. We look forward to seeing you all very soon in Wallingford and to continue to serve you in Blueberry too. The Wallingford premises will now become the independent business's only baking space and will offer loaves, pastries, savouries, sweet treats and more over the counter too. New signage and branding has now gone up at the shop in Wallingford, with a teaser that it is opening soon. No official opening date has yet been announced, but customers are advised to watch this space.